All time. Proudly hosted this year in Central Nebraska. We're able to bring you state volleyball games thanks to the support of the fine sponsors of this broadcast. Let's take you to the gym for state volleyball action here on the stations of Platte River Radio.
NewTek is proud to support high school sports. NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to the Heartland Events Center here on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We've just wrapped up one amazingly exciting semifinal in Class C1 where Kearney Catholic defeated Grand Island Central Catholic in five sets. And now we get ready for perennial power Columbus SCOTUS looking for their 21st trip to the state finals against the Minden Whippets, who are looking for their fourth trip to the state finals. They've been here five times. They've made the finals three times, winning it in 80, the runner-up in 79 in 2007. Let's take a look at the starting lineups here on the NewTek Seed pregame show, brought to you by our friends at Five Points Bank, the better bank, proud of its long history of being the local community bank to count on in our area. With growth, profitability, and providing the best in customer service, goals they strive for and achieve at Five Points Bank. First off, for the Minden Whippets, we'll go with number 13, a 5'9 sophomore, Carly Bauer. Number 9, a 5'11 senior middle hitter, Bailey Peterson. Number 4, 5'6 freshman center, Allie Rouse. Number 11, 5'8 senior outside hitter, Hallie Bauer. Number 10, 5'10 junior middle hitter, Sydney Stadler. And number 15, a 5'8 junior right side hitter, Elena Boudreau. The libero is number 1, 5'5 senior, Chelsea Miller. Head coach of the Minden Whippets is Ed Rouse, assisted by Julie Ratke, Chris Ostermeyer, and Lori Schlentz. They are 26-4 on the season after sweeping Ogallala 25-14, 14-18 last night. For Columbus SCOTUS, number 27 is a 5'9 sophomore middle hitter, Peyton Chacon. Number 26, 5'11 senior center, Jordan Chacon. Number 19, 5'9 junior outside hitter, Lauren Helbush. Number 29, a 5'10 senior middle hitter, Jenna Moore. Number 25, Rachel Rambor, 5'9 senior outside hitter. And number 18, Caitlin Ween, a 5'8 senior outside hitter. The libero, number 32, 5'6 junior, Kara Moore. The head coach, John Peterson, assisted by Janet Tooley, Joe Held, and Julie Blazer. A perfect 27-0 on the season for Columbus SCOTUS after sweeping Ashland Greenwood yesterday. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineup. We'll be back to get the match underway. You've been listening to High School Volleyball on Classic Hits. We will be back with more of the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punch, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at the Heartland Events Center. You've been listening to the NewTek Seed pregame show. Your yield leader, contact Terry and Jason Stark, or NewTek Seed dealer near you, as Columbus SCOTUS gets ready to take on the Minden Whippets here in our second semifinal in Class C1. As we said, Exeter Milligan is already underway with Bruning Davenport Schickley over in D1 as this match gets a little bit later start because of the five-set match between Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic, which the Stars were able to win today, 15-13 in the fifth. So Columbus SCOTUS will move from left to right in their green uniforms with white trim, the purple uniforms with white trim for Minden. And as good as Minden is, they are going to have to play nearly perfect today to win this volleyball game, because Columbus SCOTUS, they are the real deal. They have beaten some great teams this year, and not all in Class A. They beat Grand Island Northwest. They beat Omaha Scut. They did go 5 with Central Catholic the first time, then beat them 2-1 the second time that they played. So they've beaten Scut a couple of times. And, of course, that win over Northwest really kind of caught everybody's attention. They beat Seward in straight sets. They beat Columbus out of Class A. Beat Columbus Lakeview in straight sets. So Minden has their hands full. The key, they cannot have lapses today, because SCOTUS is going to dig everything, and they will get to serve it away first. Carly Bauer lets it go, and we're underway. SCOTUS goes to the outside. First swing is out of bounds. Was it tipped? They say no, it was not tipped. Nobody's calling the tip. It looked like it was tipped by Minden, but they say that Lauren Helbusch, her attack will be out of bounds. So Minden will get the point, and Bauer will serve it away. Here's a short slide tipped across there by SCOTUS. Minden able to dig it out. This will be the key. Keep the ball alive. Pass the line by Boudreaux. Here again to the side, right side, maybe the best player on the team, Peyton Shohan, to the outside. It is blocked again by SCOTUS. Big play at the net, and Shohan will tip it down. Peyton Shohan with her first kill, and it took a lot of work there. Minden really good on the first 2 points here, and we're even at one apiece. Kara Moore now to serve it away, the libero for SCOTUS. And the serve floats down the middle, handled there by Boudreaux. Slide right side, they're going to go to Peterson. It's down and good. Bailey Peterson will get the first kill for Minden, 2-1. Kind of the same story in this match as we had in the first match. Minden has to get some positive vibe going to pull the upset here. That means an early start, as Miller will serve it across. And set to the outside for SCOTUS from the 10-foot line. Will be taken across by Helbusch. Set wide. Here's Minden with the near side attack. Just deep. Hallie Bauer on her first swing. And we are tied at 2. 2-2. Game 1. C1 semifinals. SCOTUS so used to being in that state championship game, but the run came to an end last year. They didn't make state in 07, but it had been like 16 years since they hadn't been in a final when they were here, before SCOTUS lost last year to Central Catholic. Ball on the SCOTUS side here. Excellent setter, and it is rolled over there. That set wasn't good, but it was tipped across by Jenna Moore, who adjusted on Jordan Shohan's set. Shohan is an outstanding setter, but that was not her best effort. SCOTUS will get it, and Shohan is the server. Jordan floats it down the middle to Hallie Bauer. Set to the back row. Carly Bauer takes it over. Picked up by Kara Moore, the libero. Set to the outside, Helbusch. She'll tip it across. One arm up. Saved by Minden. Return Stadler. Down and good. Cindy Stadler. Well, this is exactly what Minden needs to do. They have scrapped up a couple of points that normally would have been down to the floor, and Allie Rouse will go back to serve it away here. 3-3. Game one. And Rouse floats it into the middle to Moore. Here's Shohan setting it right side, and the attack is going to be overpassed out of bounds. Kill Columbus SCOTUS and Lauren Helbusch. 4-3 SCOTUS as we exchange points here early in game number one. Helbusch back to serve it away. She goes deep into the left-hand corner, gets a little run at it, and she is going to be down the line wide. It never got back out of the court. Service error, 4-4. State High School Volleyball Tournament brought to you in part by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. Your comfort is our business at Midwest Heating and Air. And the serve by Holly Bauer is out of bounds. And the teams exchange service errors. And SCOTUS will get it right back for Jenna Moore, leading 5-4. Moore's serve into the middle, picked up by Miller. Short set, tipped across by Bauer. And in the net, called on Minden. Point SCOTUS, 6-4. Minden, the only non-parochial school to advance to the semifinals. A little pride in that there for Coach Ed Rouse and his crew. And a serve that's not handled well in the back row. Tough for Minden to just pass it across with Boudreaux. Free ball here. Chauhan sets to the outside. The attack by Ween is going to be down and good. 7-4 off the Ween kill. That'll be her first. So we have four different players with one kill apiece here for Columbus SCOTUS. And Jenna Warren serves it across at 7-4 Shamrocks. Outside, Boudreaux drives it over for Minden. Dig is made by Columbus SCOTUS. Outside it comes. The attack taken across by Ween. Minden sets outside for Bauer. Carly goes angle. Dig is made out there by Chauhan or Hellbush. Now it's going to be tipped across by Rambor. Handled. Rouse tips it across. A lot of tipping going on right now for Minden. Dumped across by the center, Chauhan, and she'll get the kill for Columbus SCOTUS. Jordan gets the kill. Now five players with the kill here for SCOTUS, and they're up 8-4. Believed to be the first meeting between these schools. They've never met in the state tournament. As Jenna Moore looks for four in a row from the service line. Outside attack, Carly Bauer dug out, and that's what SCOTUS does. They dig everything, and it's tipped down for the kill by Peyton Chauhan. That'll be her second kill, and Minden will call the first timeout of the match. In the opening set, SCOTUS 9, Minden 4. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
And out of the Minden timeout, it will be another serve for Jenna Moore here of SCOTUS, up 9-4 in the first set. Bauer will tip it across, dug out by Chauhan, and it has to be passed across by SCOTUS. Free chance here for Minden. Rouse, short set right side. Boudreaux is blocked up front by Caitlin Ween. We saw so many of those yesterday against Ashland Greenwood. SCOTUS, they dig it, they block it, and that's just two of the sidebars. They're such a good attacking team and a good passing team. Five in a row for Jenna Moore at the service line. Over to Miller. Here's the set middle for Stadler. She's blocked. Back on the Minden side, they'll set it over with Bauer. Passed up to the 10-foot line. The swing taken by Ween. Tracked out of the back line by Hallie Bauer. Set outside for Carly Bauer, and she's deep and out of bounds. 11-4. Columbus SCOTUS keeps it going. They're making Minden make the mistakes right now. They keep the ball alive long enough until their opponent makes the error. As it goes back to Miller. Here's a set to the wide side. Block late getting there, but Bauer missed the line. And it is 12-4. That is eight in a row now for Columbus SCOTUS, and Ed Rouse is going to go to the bench. Coming into the ball game is going to be Sarah Ryan. Maybe I scared the fly. Who knows? Moore, another serve at 12-4. Set to the outside. Here's Bauer. She cuts it across, and finally Minden able to get one down and good. Carly Bauer, third kill here for Minden. 12-5 SCOTUS. And back to serve it away will be Elena Boudreaux. Exeter Milligan 25-14 over Bruning Davenport Schickley in the opening set to win that in D1. Serve comes across. The horn went off. They let them play on, though. It's tipped across here, and they are going to blow the play dead. The horn. Oh, well, they blew the horn because they think there might have been a wrong server or somebody out of rotation. And so both teams, the official looking at the Minden rotation, kind of hard to tell. After they played the point, who should be where? And it looks like maybe a substitution infraction. They make Peterson come back in and take Miller out. Although they do not change the score. Still 12-5. Will they? Nope, they will put a point up on a rotation violation. Point for the Shamrocks. So it is 13-5, and now back to serve it away. Rachel Rambor for SCOTUS. Here's a dump across on the right side. Peterson, it is deep and out of bounds. Rouse had to hit it with one hand just to keep it out of the net. And not much going right early on here for Minden. It is 14-5 as the serve comes across again from Rambor. Slide right side, blocked up there by Skotas. Two players run together for Minden. It's rolled across by Carly Bauer. Overpass by Skotas. Free ball here. Rouse sets to the outside. Carly Bauer on the attack. Dig made by Kara Moore. Dumped over by the center, Shohan, and she'll get the kill. Second kill for Jordan Shohan. 15-5, Columbus Skotas here in the opening set. Rambor floats it down the middle to Bauer. Rouse sets to the outside. Carly Bauer off the net, and it falls in play for the kill. Second kill for Carly, second leading attacker on this team behind Hallie. And then you drop down a little bit to Boudreaux and Peterson. 15-6, side out Minden. Boudreaux with the serve. Strong into the back row to Ween. They set it right back to her. Big run at it. Drives it across, but it's going to be dug out. And the attack by Carly Bauer rolled over. Good up, and Shohan shoves it over for Skotas. Everything quick with Skotas. Tipped across by Peterson. Skotas keeps it alive, and Shohan, the center, has to roll it over. Chance here for Minden. Set to the outside. Carly Bauer, another tip. Minden's got to get away from those tips because Skotas will eat those up. Rouse dumps it over as the center. Trouble for Skotas, but they do scrap it back across. Free ball here for the Whippets. Set outside. There, Carly Bauer unloads and gets the kill. No matter how it's going, Minden has got to just stay aggressive. If they're missing them, they're missing them. But you can't tip it all day because Skotas is just going to crush you if you do that. 15-7. As they pick up a point on serve and then give it right back with a service error. Back over to Columbus Skotas. And back to serve it away. Caitlin Ween. Ween with 19 aces on the year. Hellbush and Carol Moore are the top two servers for this team. 16-7, and it eats up Boudreaux in the back row, and a serve will be called. 17-7. Columbus Skotas by 10. Ace serve. Ween now with an ace serve, an ace block, and a kill here in this first set. Minden fans trying to get their girls fired up here, and that serve is badly mishit. It doesn't even make it to the net. Side out here for Minden, 17-8. First set, the winner plays Kearney Catholic tomorrow in the first championship at 9 a.m. Served by Carly Bauer. Floats it into the middle of Moore. Passed up to the outside, Hellbush, and it is out of bounds, but was it tipped? Yeah, I think it was tipped. Yeah, Hellbush will get the kill. That time they do find the tip call. And Kara Moore to serve. 18-8. Moore takes a lot of time with the service line right in the middle. And now fires it across. Strong serve at Carly Bauer. Get it to the outside to Hallie. Off the block, it rolls over to the Shamrocks. Slide right side. The attack this time going to be deep from Moore. And a point here for Minden. 18-9. Back to serve it away will be Chelsea Miller. The libero for the Whippets. Again, the loser of this match has to play in the consolation game against Grand Island Central Catholic tomorrow at noon at Northwest. Serves across to Kara Moore. Shohan sets all the way to the left side. Rolled across there by Hellbush. Dug up in the back row by Bauer. Driven across by Hallie Bauer. Dumped over by Shohan, the center. Minden is ready for it. Outside attack, Hallie Bauer. More dig. Shohan set to the outside. Hellbush again near side wide. Out of bounds. Point Minden, 18-10. And Miller will get to serve it away again. Minden fans not quite sure when to cheer. Skotas misses so rarely that they weren't sure that that was in or out. But then they got the signal and fired up for that point. Outside attack. This one is not out of bounds. It's down the line for a Hellbush kill. Third kill for Lauren. 19-10. Columbus Skotas, opening set. And back to serve it away will be Jordan Shohan. Be interesting to see what they do with the All-State team when you've got Brand listed as the center for Central Catholic. They'll find a way to get her and Shohan both on that team, I would think. As it's passed back over to the Whippets. Rouse, short set on the slide, right side, taken across by Stadler. Shohan with another dig. Hellbush will push it across, and then miscommunication. Two Minden players started for it, and then both backed off. Hellbush with her fourth kill, 20-10. Coach Rouse still has a timeout. has elected not to use it, though. Strong service game here for Columbus SCOTUS. Chauhan serves it across. Hallie Bauer off the block, stays in the front row. Hellbush with the dig, back set right side. It'll be an out attack error by Rambour. Point, Minden. And Allie Rouse will go back to serve it away. Whippets down 20-11, but just need to get some fire going here for the rest of this match. Short serve just droops across there to Moore. Right side attack, Hellbush, dug out by Miller. Push to the outside, joust at the net and in the net on Minden. Hallie Bauer knew that she had to get to that volleyball or it was going to be smacked right back in her noggin, and she followed through into the net. 21-11. And checking into the ball game now for the Minden Whippets is going to be Olivia Steen. Get her into the state tournament here. And back to serve is Lauren Hellbush for Coach Peterson, whose team comfortable win yesterday, comfortable first set here. Set middle, the attack. Hallie Bauer, big swing, but Moore with the dig, and then nobody picked it up. Miscommunication for SCOTUS as Hallie Bauer will get her first kill of this semifinal. 21-12. And now Hallie back to serve it away. Picked up by Moore. Chauhan sets to the outside. Ween, near side attack, dug out by Rouse. Set outside to Carly Bauer. She's blocked up there by Jenna Moore. And it'll be saved and pushed across by Stadler. Chauhan dumps it across as a SCOTUS setter. Rouse able to get a hand on it. Then it's tipped at the net. Blocked again by Moore. Still on Minden's side. Finally a swing by Carly Bauer. The dig is made by Ween, and it'll have to be passed across by SCOTUS. Free ball here for the Whippets. Can they work it? Middle attack. Stadler blocked up front by Moore. Chasing it down is Rouse. Long rally going here. Pass to the Shamrock back row. Short set middle. Termination. Columbus SCOTUS. Jenna Moore. Take that point out of the film and save it, because that is why SCOTUS is almost unbeatable. Minden played as hard as they could that entire point, and somehow SCOTUS still found a way to win the point. Timeout on the floor, 22-12. SCOTUS in the opening set. We'll be right back.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
People you know. Community people, people you know. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
And out of the Minden timeout, it will be Columbus SCOTUS volleyball leading at 22-12 here in the opening set. And Jenna Moore, who serves seven in a row to take the lead out to 12-4, is back there for the second time here in the match. And the whistle to blow it ready for play. Over to Miller, close to the net. Rouse is trying to get it up. Steen takes it off of a tip and will get the kill. Olivia Steen gets her kill. Not a lot in the year for Olivia, but she gets one here at the state tournament. And a side out here as Sydney Stadler will serve it away. 22-13. And the serve by Stadler. Again, soft in the middle. They can't handle this one. It's an ace serve. Pass off the mark. And the first ace serve of the semifinals here for Minden. Sydney Stadler makes it 22-14. Again, Minden gets something going here just to carry over to the second set. Serve over to Rambour. Back row attack. It'll be driven across by Hellbush. Minden digs it out. They go outside Carly Bauer. Moore with the dig. Chauhan with the set. Short set in the middle for Allison Boss, who came in. She's dug out, and Carly Bauer with another attack, but just kind of a soft swing. Chauhan runs it down, and it'll be blocked up there by Minden. Can they keep it alive? Wow, good job, but it's going to be a free ball here. It's up to cross Chauhan. Somebody's in the net, and it's Minden. Point, Columbus SCOTUS. Good hustle again by Minden to keep the ball alive, but then somebody turned around and bumped into the net. And a point for SCOTUS to make it 23-14. And Rachel Rambo to serve it away over to Miller. Set middle, the attack, Peterson down and good for a Minden kill. Bailey had the first kill of the match for Minden, gets her second one right here. 23-15 SCOTUS. Looking for yet another state championship. They have 14 of them. They also have six runner-up trophies. Looking for their 21st appearance in the finals. This ball will be set across here by Rambor, set to the outside for Minden. Carly Bauer has an overpass right back to her. Peterson couldn't get the quick termination. It'll be rolled over by Carly Bauer. And picked back up by the Shamrocks. Tipped across by Ween. That's good enough for the kill. Caitlin Ween with her second kill, and it is game point for Columbus SCOTUS, and Ween will go back and serve it away. 24-15 is your score here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island, Minden, and Ween serve across to Miller. Rouse with the set, slide it right side, Peterson. She's blocked up front, ace block for Hellbush, and that's the end of game one. Columbus SCOTUS 25 and Minden 15. We'll be back to take a look at the numbers right after this timeout on Classic Hit.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
And welcome back to the Heartland Events Center as we take a look at the numbers from Game 1 here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. First of all, for Minden, Chelsea Miller had two service points. Bailey Peterson, two kills. Sydney Stadler, a kill and an ace serve. Hallie Bauer, one kill. Carly Bauer, a service point and three kills. Elena Boudreau, a service point. And Olivia Steen had a kill. Eight kills, no ace blocks, one ace serve. For Columbus SCOTUS, Kara Moore, a service point. Caitlin Ween, two service points. One was an ace. An ace block and two kills. Lauren Hellbush, an ace block and four kills. Rachel Rambor, two service points. Jordan Shohan, two service points, two kills. Peyton Shohan, two kills. And Jenna Moore, seven service points and two kills. 12 kills, two ace blocks, one ace serve. And really, for SCOTUS, that's a little low, so that tells you Minden made quite a few errors in that opening game. Now that the first set is here, hopefully the Whippets have settled down and we'll get a much more competitive game, too, after SCOTUS wins the opener 25-15. And we'll head to the second set right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. The 2011 State High School Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits brought to you in part by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. Your comfort is our business. In other state volleyball action, it is Exeter Milligan winning the first set from Bruning Davenport Shickley 15-14. And in game two, Exeter Milligan was up 14-12. Now back to serve it away will be Columbus SCOTUS to start game number two. And it goes into the net here from Caitlin Ween. So a service there. That'll be the second of the match for SCOTUS, and Minden will be on the board here first. And that will send Allie Rouse back to serve it away. It looks like Coach Rouse is going to change up his lineup here from the first set. Serves across, couple of tips at the net, dug out of there by Boudreaux and punched back over by Carly Bauer. Skotas sets it high, show on outside for Hellbush. Hellbush with the termination. Lauren Hellbush with her fifth kill. You look at the height on Skotas. 5'9", 5'9", 5'10", 5'10", 5'11". They don't have a 6'2 girl, but they have girls that are right in that 5'10 area that can leap, and they're tough to defend. 1-1, Moore serves it across. Rouse sets middle. Hallie Bauer blocked up there by Jenna Moore. There's two Moores out there. Kara is the libero. Now an attack blocked out of bounds. Hallie Bauer. Hallie will get her second kill. Minden picks up the point, 2-1. And Bauer will go back to serve it away now. Again, as Coach Rouse knows that he has to change that rotation up a little bit. And Bauer, right in the middle it goes to Ween. Slide right side, Moore, dig in the back row by Bauer. Back set, Rouse gets it over here to Boudreaux. Drives it into the middle. It's dug up, and not much here. Chauhan has to roll it across. Chance here for the Whippets. Set it out to Carly Bauer, but the set is a little short, so she had to tip it. Three ball return. Couldn't be put away by Stadler. And then a tip kill by Chauhan. The setter, Jordan Chauhan, reminds you of watching Katie Brand out there. She doesn't take the swings, but she can dump it across from that center position without knowing where she's hitting it. I mean, she sees it, and then she anticipates and knocks it over as the serve goes into the net here for Skotas. Minden will get it right back. And back to serve it away will be Stadler. Peterson back into the ball game here for Minden. Skotas won the opening game 25-15. And the serve goes deep middle. Picked up there by Moore. High set, and it's off the mark, so all they can do is bump it across. Free ball here from Minden. Try to go quick. Right side, Boudreaux termination. Elena Boudreaux with her first kill. 4-2, Minden. And the Whippets up by two for the first time here this afternoon. As Stadler back to that service line. Would love to get a run going here. And a run against Skotas is like 3 points. Chauhan set to the right side. Hellbush on the kill. Lauren Hellbush drops it in the middle of the donut. 4-3. Side out Skotas. Hellbush now back to serve it away. Again, Kearney Catholic defeated Grand Island Central Catholic in 5 sets in our first C1 match earlier today. 15-13 in the fifth. Overpass on the serve. Tipped down by Ween. And another easy point for Columbus Skotas to tie it at 4 on the Hellbush serve. Finals tomorrow start at 9 a.m. The winner of this in Kearney Catholic in C1 on ESPN Radio, 1460, 1550. Rouse sets middle, big swing, Boudreaux, down and good, 5-4 Minden. Elena Boudreaux doesn't leave a whole lot in the tank. She unloads on that swing for the 5'8 junior. And now Boudreaux will go back and serve it away. Waits for the call from Coach Rouse. Now fires it down the middle to Moore. Overpass. It came over the net. And was it in? Oh, it was in. Carol Moore, the libero. That's one that no one's ever proud of, but they will surely take. The only way the libero can get a kill, an overpass that nobody could pick up. So it was too good of a serve that time. Serve across by Skotas. Tipped back over by Carly Bauer. Kept up there by Rambor. And a back row attack. Hellbush finds the corner for the kill. 7th kill for Lauren Hellbush. The number one attacker on this team by far. You look at the number of kills and you go, is that all? She has 330, but you look at everybody else and you go, is that all? Well, they crush so many teams, they don't have to go very many extra sets. And Skotas has the ball on their side of the net. Short set, miss hit, into the net. 4 hits called. Peyton Chauhan off the short set, couldn't drive it over, and Minden leads it 6-5, and Carly Bauer now goes back to serve it away for the Whippets. Minden just hoping to get something going here, get their fans rolling again, as Bauer fires it into the corner. That's going to be an ace serve for Carly Bauer. Second ace here for the Whippets. 7-5 Minden. 7-6 Minden. And the serve by Bauer tries the same thing. This time Ween has it short set middle, driven down and on the back line for Peyton Chauhan. Her third kill, 7-7. Opening set went to Skotas, 25-15. Exeter Milligan won the first set as they had 22-20 in the second over Bruning Davenport Schickley in D1. The winner gets Humphrey in the final as Peterson tips it across. Tripping over each other, the Shamrocks have to free ball it across. Here's Rouse setting to the outside. Hallie Bauer gets the kill. And Minden takes advantage. The few mistakes that Scotus makes, you absolutely have to take advantage of, and that's what they did right there. 8-7 Whippets and Chelsea Miller to serve it away. They haven't been to state a lot, but when they get here, Minden seems to be really successful. 5-0 in the first round, and they're 3-1 in the semifinals. With this one yet to be determined, and Hallie Bauer off the back foot, out of bounds, but that set was wide, and all she could do was try and get a hand on it, and it sailed on her 8-8. Here comes Ween to the service line for the green and white of the Columbus Scotus Shamrocks. They're trying to make it an all-green final tomorrow with the Stars. The Whippets want to mix it up a little bit, and they would love a shot at Kearney Catholic, no doubt about it. Tipped over there by Stadler, picked up on the outside. Helbush's swing is picked up by Carly Bauer. Set outside, Hallie Bauer has to tip it, and it's set back over by Shohan. The freshman center, Rouse, goes middle. Stadler, she's blocked up there by Shohan, and that's going to be an ace block for Peyton Shohan. 9-8, Scotus now regains the lead. And after the point, Ween, her turn to serve it away. Scotus hasn't went on a lot of long runs from the service line, just the one by Moore early in the first set. Over to Boudreau. Rouse, short set again, tries that back corner for Stadler. Moore makes the dig, has to be passed across by Rambor. Rouse sets to the outside. Hallie Bauer drives it into the double block and gets the kill. Rolled down far enough that they did call a lift. Fourth kill for Bauer. 9-9, game two. Scotus winning the first one. And Allie Rouse now back to serve it away. Rouse checks that service area and floats that knuckleball into the back corner to Moore. Good pass. Set to the middle. Helbush on the line for the kill. Number 8 for Lauren Helbush. She's got 4 kills in each set. You're listening to the State Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com. The Whippets trying to find a way to get an upset brewing here, but Scotus has a one-set lead and up 10-9. Serve across, Rouse goes wide side. Here is Boudreau down the line and hits the tape. Elena Boudreau with her third kill of this set, 10-10. Now Hallie Bauer back there to serve. Now here's where Minden's got to step up. This is where Scotus has went on their runs when Bauer's in the back row. She'll serve it strong to Moore, stays in the back row, and that's going to help them because all they can do is pass it across. So here comes Rouse, short set middle. They run a different type of a slide that is blocked up front but dug out by Minden and pushed across by Carly Bauer. Here's a chance Shohan, short set on the slide. It's punched across there by the Shamrocks, and a big swing from Carly Bauer is overpass. Free ball at the net. Stadler can't put it away, and then in the net on Minden. Ball fell on Minden's side anyway. And the Shamrocks up 11-10. It's tough because you just figure, watching the match, Minden has to win all of those points. Those points like that, where they have a chance, you just think, gosh, they got to win them all, which they don't, but the serve is over by Shohan, and it's blocked up front. Ace blocked by Jenna Moore. And it is 12-10. Shamrocks with the lead. Minden trying to hang in here in game two with Jordan Shohan at the service line. Gets it across to Hallie Bauer. Rouse gets in the middle to Carly Bauer. She'll knock it over. Dug out again. Middle attack is down and good by Jenna Moore. And that's 3 in a row for Scotus. And Minden will sub in. Here comes Sarah Ryan in with Shohan at the service line. We were trading points, tied almost every point until these last three. Run off by the Shamrocks, 13-10 across to Miller. Chelsea passes it to Rouse. Outside Boudreau. Big swing. Down and good. Elena Boudreau that time went angle instead of near line. 13-11. And Sarah Ryan, they're going to leave her in to serve it here. The 5'10 junior. A role player here for Coach Rouse. When he needs to go to that bench, it's usually Sarah. Moore had to go way low just to pick it up. Outside, it's dumped into the net by Scotus. Good serve there by Sarah Ryan to help her team win that point. And it is 13-12. Chance to serve it away. Sarah Ryan serves it away again. Trying to tie this match up. Across to Moore. Here's the short set right side. Hellbush wasn't ready, and she stepped across the line, or the center stepped across the center line. And it is 13-13. Sarah Ryan goes for three in a row, and a Minden lead here in set two. We're halfway home. First set won by SCOTUS, 25-15. Serve over to Hellbush, set to the outside. Taken across by Rambor. Rouse to the right side, dumped into the net by Minden. Boudreaux tried to tip it over, and into the net it went. 14-13, Lauren Hellbush to serve it away, SCOTUS by one. Exeter-Milligan, 26-24, game two over Bruning-Davenport-Shickley. Exeter-Milligan up 2-0. Serve in the back to Hallie Bauer. Rouse had to go run it down. Goes back to Hallie. Back row attack works. Boy, the middle of that floor for SCOTUS. A little extra wide open. And Bauer gets her fifth kill. 14-14. And Boudreaux to serve. Elena likes, it's like it's an in-law, that volleyball to her. She really beats on it before she serves it away. It clips the net, picked up and returned over on a half swing by Ween, and she'll get the kill. Fourth kill there by Caitlin Ween. 15-14 SCOTUS. Minden has to be satisfied with just exchanging points here until it gets right to the end when they hope to get a run going, just enough to win it. As the serve is across by Jenna Moore. Boudreaux picks it up back row from the 10-foot line. Carly Bauer drives it over. Hellbush on the dig. Set to the outside. Ween off the attack. It's down and good. She rolls it off the block attempt. 16-14, Columbus SCOTUS. Jenna Moore was the young lady that put him on a heck of a run last set from that service line. And the knuckleball served to Hallie Bauer. Peterson tries to get it up to Carly Bauer. Her attack is going to be good for a kill. Carly with kill number four, her first of this set. 16-15 SCOTUS. The opening set went to SCOTUS, 25-15. You're listening to the C1 State Semifinals on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, Stacy Johns with you. Heartland Event Center, Grand Island, year two here in the third city. As Ween takes it across, Minden has to run it down off the back line, pass it over Peterson. Free ball here for the Shamrocks. They'll slide it right side, and the attack in the net on the Shamrocks on the follow-through for Peyton Shohan. Kind of gave herself up there when she stopped on the follow-through and then looked at the net because she knew she had done it. And Carly Bauer serves again, tied at 16. Bauer gets that run at it, takes it near side to Caramore. Stays in the back row. Shohan with the back row set, and the attack is deep and out of bounds for Hellbush. And Minden has the lead. Timeout, Columbus SCOTUS. You know John Peterson hasn't had to use many timeouts in his career, but he'll use one right here. Minden 17, SCOTUS 16. SCOTUS won the opening set. We're in the second here on Classic Hits.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Go to timeout. Out. We're back into action. Hallie Bauer tips it across. SCOTUS dumps it over from the center position. Picked up Carly Bauer. Now Hallie on the attack. She's in. Found the back corner. And the balls that were missing the line in the first set are hitting the line here in the second set for Minden. They've scored four in a row, and they lead at 18-16. Carly Bauer to serve again. Minden with their first little run here. Can they keep it going? Strong serve. Helbush overpass. Tip down Hallie Bauer, but it's dug out by Rambor. Tip back over. Minden has it. To the outside, Hallie Bauer off the back foot. The set was a little wide. Moore with the set. Goes short set middle. Blocked up front by Peterson. It's dug out and tipped down by Shohan. Jordan Shohan, when they need one, she does it for SCOTUS off a great block up there by Bailey Peterson. Excellent dig that time. And the SCOTUS Shamrocks get the ball back. 18-17. Serve is across Rambor. Set off the mark, Ram, and Peterson takes it over. Shohan, short set middle. Dumped across, but it's out of... Oh, it's called in. Ball called in. That looked like it was a foot out of bounds. We haven't seen many missed in this state tournament. That was missed, and Rambor will serve it across. We're tied at 18. Outside attack, Hallie Bauer. Run down by Shohan. The swing by Ween. Partially blocked Peterson. They'll get it to Rouse. Set Peterson in the middle. Another tip. Minden's getting back into the bad habits right now. Shohan will roll it across. Boudreaux sets outside. Hallie Bauer off the back foot. It's wide and out of bounds. 19-18. Ed Rouse might want to use a timeout right here. He's got both of them to use. And the serve comes across again by Rambor. Slide right side, Peterson off the block. The dig is made, Shohan, and punched off the Peterson block, and down it goes. Give the kill to Peyton Shohan. And it's 20-18, and timeout called by Minden. So Minden scored four in a row, and SCOTUS in short work scored four in a row, but a missed call kept this play going, and we'll be back with more after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Doug Duda along with Stacy Johns here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, Minden, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Earlier today in Class A, Omaha Burke and Papillion La Vista South advanced to the finals. In C1, Kearney Catholic beat Grand Island Central Catholic in 5. In D1, Humphrey a winner over West Point Guardian Angels. And Bruning Davenport Shickley is down 2-0 to Exeter Milligan. In D2, Howells went 5 to beat Brady. Bertrand swept Stewart. Overpass on the serve, and it's put away by Columbus SCOTUS. Peyton Shohan, and how quickly things change. 21-18 SCOTUS. Just for a second there, you thought maybe Minden could even this up, and they still could, but the Shamrocks on their first run of the second set, and Minden just looks all out of sorts right now. Carly Bauer has to punch it across in the back row, and there's another kill, but wide. So a break for the Whippets on the wide attack that time from Peyton Shohan. 21-19 SCOTUS here in the second set. They won the first set easily, 25-15. In a game that they were up 20-10, 18-8, 17-7, 15-5. They got out to such a quick lead that it was never in doubt. And now Chelsea Miller to serve it away here for Minden. Need to find a way to get a couple quick ones here. Get it over to Helbush. Set wide for Ween. Near side, and that one is on the line for Caitlin Ween. 22-19 SCOTUS. But how big the missed call was. That's a two-point swing anymore. And instead of it being a one-point game and Minden would have been up two at the time, it was tied and SCOTUS went on the run. Ween serves it over to Carly Bauer. Rouse sets middle. Here's the attack down and good for Stadler. Sydney Stadler drives it through the double block for her second kill. Side out Minden. Allie Rouse back to serve it away. 22-20. Not a lot of noise on either side right now. SCOTUS expecting to win and nervous energy for Minden. Rouse serves a deep middle. Pass to the outside. Here's Helbush on the attack. Good dig by Bauer. Rouse one arm set. And they call her for a lift. 23-20 SCOTUS. And back to serve it away, Kara Moore. 23-20. And timeout going to be called right here by the Whippets. It'll be their final timeout. So Minden is down 23-20 in the second set after dropping the first set 25-15. We'll be back with more state volleyball right after this, brought to you in part by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com. Kearney Catholic makes the finals, keeping GICC out for the first time since 2004 when they didn't make the tournament. And Columbus SCOTUS trying to get back there after having their long streak snap last year. 23-20 and Minden runs into each other, and it's 24-20. It's just unfortunate. You can see it in front of your eyes. They played so well until that call, and then nothing. And this game point here for Columbus SCOTUS. Kara Moore, 24-20 SCOTUS. Over to Bauer. Rouse runs it down, gets it back to Halley. She'll drive it down and good. So Minden is still alive, but they've got to get the next three to force extra points. 24-21. Halley Bauer is back there to serve it away. One at a time, that's what Minden's got to do here. Halley down the line, pass right to Shohan, slide right side. It's going to be blocked and out of bounds. It'll be Columbus SCOTUS point from Jenna Moore, and that'll be the end of this second set. Minden had the lead at 18-16, but SCOTUS then ran off five in a row and win it 25-21. SCOTUS is up two games to a none over Minden. We'll be back and look at the numbers right after this.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
And welcome back. Let's take a look at the numbers in the second set. First of all, for Minden, Sydney Stadler, a service point and a kill. Halley Bauer looked more like herself in this one with six kills. Carly Bauer, four service points. One was an ace, one kill. Sarah Ryan, two service points. And Elena Boudreau had four kills. 12 kills, no ace blocks, one ace serve for Minden. For Columbus SCOTUS, Kara Moore, a service point and a kill. Caitlin Ween, a service point and four kills. Lauren Helbush, a service point and four kills. Rachel Rambor, three service points. Jordan Shohan, two service points, two kills. Peyton Shohan, an ace block and three kills. And Jenna Moore, a service point and ace block and two kills. SCOTUS had 16 kills, two ace blocks and no ace serves as they rally for a 25-21 win to go up two games to none over Minden in the C1 State Semifinals. And we'll be back with the third set right after this on Classic Hits.
The most recommended by far, Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Minden will start the third set by serving it into the net. They had zero service errors in the second game and make the error to start the third set. So over to Kara Moore, and Moore will serve it away. Set to the outside. No, they're going to go middle to Hallie Bauer. Big, strong drive, and it's going to end up being passed across here by Moore. Boy, SCOTUS looked like the Keystone Cops right there. Outside Hallie Bauer, they got to make him pay. Kara Moore, great dig. Passed across by Hellbush, another free ball. Minden will get Rouse to set it. Right side, Boudreaux. It's out of bounds and not tipped. So a point for SCOTUS. And Moore will serve it away. 2-0 SCOTUS. Minden had actually scored the first point of the first two games. So maybe that's a good sign. They'll have to come back here in the third set. Rouse to the outside, Boudreaux on the attack. Kara Moore, another dig. Chauhan to the outside, Hellbush, termination. And Minden's got to be careful here. They cannot let SCOTUS get out to a big lead. It's tough enough to play even with the number one team in the state. 3-0. And Moore on the serve. Don't forget, whenever the match is over, the Misco Sports postgame show here from the Heartland Event Center. Rouse sets middle. Hallie Bauer with the tip. Chauhan to the outside. Hellbush off a finger. Miller gets it in the back row. Pass to the outside. It'll be set across there by Bauer. Chauhan sets it wide, and it's off the net and across to Allie Rouse. She's got the dig. Outside, Bauer finally gets a swing, and it is down and good. Allie with her team-high eighth kill. She's got eight. And then you go down to Boudreaux and Carly Bauer with four for SCOTUS, nine for Hellbush, six for Ween, five for the center, Peyton Chauhan. Serve across, set middle. Hellbush drives it over. Miller with a good dig. Rouse able to get the set up, and it's rolled from the 10-foot line by Carly Bauer. Then Chauhan dumps it right back at him. There's the sixth kill by the center, Peyton Chauhan, 4-1. Bruning Davenport Schickley wins set 3, 25-16 in D1, so Exeter Milligan now up 2-1. Here it's 2-0 SCOTUS, 15-21. Set middle, Boudreaux drives it down. Sydney Stadler gets the kill. Her third, point Minden, 4-2. And back to serve it away will be Stadler. Peterson's back into the front row. Again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors. Don't forget, Minden football on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Tuesday, pregame 3:30, kickoff from Norfolk Catholic at 4. Here it's back to volleyball, and on the slide, Jenna Moore gets her fifth termination for Columbus SCOTUS. And back to serve it away will be Hellbush. Kearney Catholic, a winner in five sets, awaits the winner of this tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Hellbush fires it into the corner, picked up by Stadler, and then Boudreaux is able to get the kill. Number five for Elena. Minden, down two, gets the ball back. Boudreaux to serve it away. And Boudreaux again goes through that pre-routine of the serve and lets it fly. Handled there by Ween. Chauhan short set, and it's going to be driven deep and out of bounds. They want a tip. They're not going to get the kill. Moore hit it long. SCOTUS fans. Oh, now they do call a tip. Somebody had a tip. So give Jenna Moore the kill. And it's 6-3. Both officials said it was clean, so one of the lines people had to come up with a tip there as the serve is across. Outside Bauer, and that one they don't have to. Oh, they call a tip the other way. Carly Bauer, makeup call. Makeup call. Minden will take it. Carly Bauer will get the kill. And John Peterson off the bench with his hands spread about a foot apart, saying that's how far it was from being tipped. Carly Bauer serves. Overpass. Chauhan gets it, though, and sets it up on the right side for Peyton Chauhan, who takes it across. Returned off balance by Bauer. Short set middle, and it's down by the Shamrocks. Peyton Chauhan, seventh kill. SCOTUS 7, Whippets 4. Third set, and back to serve, Rachel Rambor. Rambor floats that one right into the middle to Boudreaux. Set outside. Here comes Hallie Bauer on the attack. Dug out of the back row by Hellbush. Set outside of the near side kill by Ween. And Scotus has got it going again. 8-4, Columbus Scotus. Don't forget Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Ord tonight on ESPN 1550. We've got all kinds of stuff. Adams Central Football, 1230 KHAS. We've got Storm Hockey on the Breeze, 94.5. As Shohan slaps it over, Roush redirects. Here's the set for Shohan. They go the opposite way. This time, Peyton to Jordan, who tips it over. Now a shot for Hallie Bauer. She'll get the kill for the Whippets. Ninth kill for Hallie. Side out Minden. Minden still looking to score on their serve here in the third set. And Chelsea Miller goes back to serve it away. Chelsea Miller's serve takes a little extra time. High, deep serve. It's in. Played there by Carol Moore. By the 10-foot line, Ween takes the swing. Somehow Boutreaux kept it alive, and then nobody else got it after that. Eighth kill for Caitlin Ween, who is fourth on the team on the season in kills, but is second tonight. 9-5 Scotus trying to sweep the Whippets here in the semis. Back to serve it away is going to be Ween. Rouse has to trace it down again. Bauer punches it over. Here's Helbush on the attack, and this time wide for Scotus. So Minden on the attack error will pick up their sixth point. Back to serve it away, Allie Rouse, the freshman. Only freshman in that lineup for Minden, but she's the starting center. And you had to figure she'd be a little nervous coming into each match here at State, and there, miss it on the serve. Into the net it goes, back over to Scotus. It is 10-6. And now Kara Moore goes back to serve it away. Moore fires it into the corner. Picked up there by Hallie Bauer. They get it up to the outside. Boudreaux rolls it off the block, rolls along the net, comes over the net. Joust back over to the Whippets. Hallie Bauer attack. Overpass by Moore. Scotus a couple of great digs. Now Bauer terminates again. Hallie Bauer, her 10th kill of this semifinal. And a chance to serve now for Hallie Bauer. Minden needs to get a couple points here on their serve. Yet to score on their serve. All the way through the rotation, plus one. And Hallie's short serve tries to fit it in there. It's overpassed. Carly Bauer thought she terminated, didn't. And now, oh, no lift on Scotus. Wow, Scotus got away with a lift, and the ball's still alive. And Hallie Bauer sets it up for Boudreaux, who tips it over. Set to the outside, Helbush, the attack, and in the net called on Minden. Helbush had the kill anyway, but midway through that rally, I don't know how there wasn't a lift called on Scotus, and a timeout will be called here by Minden. So Minden's battling, but they just can't get the momentum. 2-0 Shamrocks, and they lead at 11-7 in the third here at the State Volleyball Tournament, brought to you in part by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. Your comfort is our business. We'll be right back.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
And welcome back to the well-air-conditioned Heartland Event Center here in Grand Island, where it is 11-7, Columbus Scotus leading the Minden Whippets in the third set in D1. Exeter Milligan is up 2-1 on Bruning Davenport Schickley. Earlier in D1, it was Humphrey sweeping out West Point Guardian Angels, and here at the Event Center, Kearney Catholic, a 5-set win over GICC. Middle attack as we come back to our Minden matches down, and it is good for Sydney Stadler. 11-8. And again, just a couple of runs and a key one there in that second set have kept Minden from being neck and neck here with the Shamrocks, and Sydney Stadler will serve it across. Kara Moore steps in front to make the dig. Right side, Helbush rolls it off the block and gets the kill. So Minden still can't score on their serve. And for Helbush, I've got it for 11 kills in the match. Back to serve it away will be Helbush here for the Shamrocks of Scotus. Fires it down the middle, and Bauer gets it up to Rouse. Sets it wide to Carly, and she tried to tip it short side and didn't get it over the net. 13-8, Scotus. Hellbush would like to put this one away right here with a good run by Scotus. Minden's got to find a way to get the fire. A good player or two will do that. And an ace serve. 14-8, Hellbush. That is only the second ace serve of the match by Columbus Scotus. So it's not that that's been the problem, but the Whippets, even when they do pass it, have had trouble sometimes being crisp with that. 14-8. Overpass here at the net. It's going to be tipped by Ween, saved by Bauer, and punched into the back row by Carley. Here's Shilhan, short set middle. Moore drives it down, and it is good. Jenna Moore, and here's another one of those runs by Scotus. Four in a row, and they are now up by seven, 15-8. Elbush serves it across, down the middle to Hallie Bauer, who's stuck in the back row. Now Boudreaux will unload. 15-9. Minden has to stay with that approach. Of course, they have to get into position where their attackers can swing away. Sixth kill for Boudreaux. 15-9, Shamrocks. And Boudreaux gets it across to Weens. They set it back to her on the left side. She's blocked up front. Ace blocked by Minden's Bailey Peterson. That's the first ace block of the match for the Whippets. And they finally score a point on their serve here in the third set to take him from 9 to 10. Boudreaux now serves it deep and just off the back line, out of bounds. Third service error of the game here for the Whippets, and it is 16 to 10. Jenna Moore now back to serve it away. And Jenna toes right on that service line, flies it across to Boudreaux, slide to the right side. It's going to be Peterson to take it over. Picked up back row attack. He's going to be the center, Shilhan. Handled here, though, by the Whippets. They got to go back row, Hallie Bauer. And it's dug out there by Columbus Scotus. Outside attack, Weens off the block. And it's Bailey Peterson. Second ace block here in the last 3 points. Peterson gets it. 16-11. Side out, Carly Bauer out of the back row. This is where Minden needs to get their points with Carly at that service line and Hallie in the front row. She'll float that knuckleball to Hellbush. Picks up the dig, goes high in the air, has to be passed across. Free ball here for Minden. Rouse sets it to the outside. Hallie Bauer gets the kill. That's what you have to do when Scotus sends you a chance. You have got to do something with it. Minden, for the last 5 points, they've cut it to four after being down seven, 16-12. See if the Whippets can keep it going. Carly Bauer, line drive serve. They'll slide it right side, and it's driven home by Peyton Shilhan. That happened so quick that the crowd wasn't even sure what happened. Such a great serve, but the setter, Jordan Shilhan, took a tough pass and immediately turned it in to Peyton's kill. And the serve across this time by Rambor is put away quickly by Peterson. Minden trying to show some excitement, but they know they're fighting from behind here. Subdued celebration from the Whippets. Chelsea Miller now to serve it away. 17-13, Shamrocks. Miller's serve. Gets it across to Caramore. Shilhan sets to the outside. Ween over the double block. It's up there by Boudreaux. Set outside, Hallie Bauer. Caramore with the dig. Set up by Rambor for the 10-foot minus. Rolled over by Ween. Chance here for the Whippets. Rouse gets it outside to Bauer. Can't get a full swing on it, and Shamrocks will slide it, and Shilhan hits the corner. Peyton Shilhan, her ninth kill, four in this game. 18-13, Scotus. Caitlin Ween back to serve it away. Scotus is up two games to none here on Classic Hits 98.9. Doug Duda with you from the Heartland Events Center in our C1 semifinals this afternoon. Ween goes after it and hit it too long. You could tell by the way she looked at the sideline and the way she swung at that ball, she was trying to put a little extra on it. Side out to Allie Rouse here for Minden. And Rouse floats this one in the middle to Moore. Pass to Shilhan. Short set. Peyton Shilhan. Termination. And it's just like they've been playing together for 15 years, and it's Columbus Scotus. Maybe they have been. 19-14. It's just good communication by Columbus Scotus. Even when the passes aren't that great, Shilhan knows what to do with it. Carol Moore on the serve at 19-14. Rouse. Slide right side. Stadler takes it off the block. Balls above the net on the Scotus side. Hellbush unloads, and she's deep. Lauren Hellbush with an attack error. Minden gets it back. Minden right now, after giving up that run to Scotus earlier in the set, is playing 1 point at a time, but they've got to get closer. They're starting to run out of time. serve. Hallie Bauer takes it over to Kara Moore. Chelon sets it all the way to the other side, and Hellbush had to try and tip it with her offhand and hit it wide out of bounds. Point Minden. Hallie Bauer, her first service point of the afternoon. 19-16 SCOTUS. Bauer gets it across to Moore. Chelon sets again to Hellbush. This time it's dug out by Bauer. Set to the middle. It didn't get as far as they wanted, and Carly Bauer hit it deep. And the error gives it right back over to SCOTUS, 20-16. Back to serve it away will be the outstanding setter for the SCOTUS Shamrocks, Jordan Chelon. Set to the outside, the attack, Carly Bauer takes it across. Chelon sets it outside for Hellbush. Her attack dug out by Miller. Rouse sets back row for Hallie Bauer, just punches it across, and they say it's dug out. Ball still alive. Minden wanted the whistle, didn't get it. Rouse sets to Boudreaux, dug out again by Chelon. She rolls out of the way, and it's passed across. Three ball here for Minden. Rouse, set middle. The attack blocked up front. Ace block. Jenna Moore and Lauren Hellbush teaming up for the ace block. We'll give it to Hellbush because that's what they said over the PA. And it's 21-16. And Jordan Chelon to serve. Rouse sets to the outside. The attack by Carly Bauer, dug out by Moore. Here's the set wide. Hellbush takes it across to Miller. Rouse back set right side. It'll be driven across there by Boudreaux. Moore another dig as the defense continues to shine for SCOTUS. There's a good dig, Hallie Bauer for Minden. And the attack is down and out of bounds. Just missed the tape. And I think it did miss the tape. Timeout Minden. It was close. Right in front of us, 22-16. Timeout on the floor. SCOTUS 3 points away from another final. We'll be right back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9. Don't forget, Kearney Catholic plays the winner of this match tomorrow morning to start the six championships here at the Heartland Event Center. We will be on the air at approximately 8:55. They come on for TV at 9, so the first serve's usually around 9:10. So we'll be on right around 9 o'clock for Kearney Catholic, and it looks like Columbus SCOTUS. Then we will have Bertrand and Howells here on Classic Hits at approximately 11. Serves across here by Jordan Chelon, 2 points or 3 points away from the match. SCOTUS gets it outside to Hellbush, and she gets it down and good. Kill number 12 for Lauren Hellbush. Four in a row for SCOTUS, 23-16, Columbus SCOTUS. And Chelon now back to serve it away. She'll smack that one across. She's a senior, overpass. It's blocked that time by Moore. Picked up by the Whippets and taken over by Bauer. Quick return. Right side, Boudreaux. It's tipped and Moore has the dig. Set back over Chelon. Miller with the up. Above the net, free ball tipped down for Columbus SCOTUS. Jenna Moore. Her eighth kill, and it is match point for Columbus SCOTUS. For their 21st state final, over Chelon. Rouse sets middle, driven across by Stadler. The dig is made, free ball. Stadler returned it deep and out of bounds, and that is the end of the match. Jordan Chelon goes back and serves Minden out of the state tournament. 25-15, 25-21, and 25-16. Columbus SCOTUS improves to 28-0 and advances to their 21st state volleyball final. And for Minden, they will fall to 26-5 and play Grand Island Central Catholic for the third time this season, a team that's beaten them twice in the consolation game. That's tomorrow at Grand Island Northwest at 12 noon. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this timeout.
People you know, community people. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Mendon. Proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
It's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the break from the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play as you get ready for the basketball and wrestling season. They have everything you need at Misco Sports. Shoes, uniforms, if you're playing a little intramural, maybe the practice bag. Maybe you just need something to wear to watch the games. They've got it for you at Misco Sports. Let's take a look at the numbers from the third and final set here. First of all, for Minden, Bailey Peterson had two ace blocks and one kill. Sydney Stadler had two kills. Hallie Bauer had four kills. Carly Bauer had one service point and one kill. Elena Boudreau, a service point and two kills. 10 kills, two ace blocks, no ace serves for the Minden Whippets. For Columbus Scotus, Kara Moore had two service points. Caitlin Ween had an ace serve and two kills. Lauren Hellbush, two service points, an ace block, and four kills. Rachel Rambor, a service point. Jordan Shohan, five service points. Peyton Shohan, five kills in that game. And Jenna Moore had four kills. 15 kills, one ace block, and one ace serve as Columbus Scotus takes the third set by a score of 25-16. They sweep the match in three sets and advance on to play Kearney Catholic tomorrow in the championship game at 9 a.m. We hope to get a chance to chat with Coach Ed Rouse, and we'll give you all of the final stats, recap what's happened so far at the state tournament. So stay with us here on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Don't forget St. Cecilia and Ord later tonight on ESPN 1550, so we'll see you over there, and on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our first two matches of the afternoon here at Classic Hits in the books. Earlier we had Bertrand picking up a straight set winner over Stewart. Great crowd on hand here at the Event Center. And as we continue on to the Misco Sports postgame show, we can tell you that next, Class B, Elkhorn South and Lincoln Pius X at 6:30, and Omaha Scud and Granada Northwest at 8:30. Before the St. Cecilia Ord match, it will be Lutheran High Northeast and Twin River, 6:30 at Grand Island Senior High. Let's take a look at the overall numbers here of this match. First off, we'll take a look at the numbers for the Minden Whippets. Chelsea Miller had two service points. Bailey Peterson, two ace blocks, three kills. Sydney Stadler, two service points. One was an ace, four kills. Hallie Bauer led the team with 11 kills. Carly Bauer had six service points to lead the team. One was an ace. She had five kills. Sarah Ryan came in, got two service points. Elena Boudreau, two service points, six kills. And Olivia Steen got in the first set and had one kill. I had Minden with 30 kills, two ace blocks, and two ace serves for the Whippets. 30 blocks, two ace, or 30 kills, two ace blocks, two ace serves. Minden will fall to 26-5 and play Grand Island Central Catholic tomorrow in the third place game at Northwest High School at 12 noon. For the Columbus Scotus Shamrocks, Kara Moore had 4 service points, 1 kill. Caitlin Ween, 4 service points, 2 of them aces. She had an ace block and 8 kills. Lauren Helbush, 3 service points, 2 ace blocks, and a team-high 12 kills. Rachel Rambor had 6 service points. Jordan Shohan, the setter, had 9 service points, and that led the team this afternoon. She also had 4 kills. Peyton Shohan lit it up late. She had 5 of her 10 total kills in the third set, so 10 kills and an ace block. And Jenna Moore, 8 service points, an ace block, and 8 kills. I had Columbus Scotus for 43 kills, 5 ace blocks, and 2 ace serves as the Scotus Shamrocks improved to 28-0 on the season. With a 25-15, 25-21, 25-16 victory, Scotus will start things off tomorrow here at the Heartland Events Center, going for their 15th state championship when they take on Kearney Catholic at 9 a.m., and you'll be able to hear it on ESPN 1460 and 1550. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this timeout.
It's hard to believe, but football and volleyball season are beginning to wind down. And Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, wants to get you ready for the postseason by closing out all of their football and volleyball apparel and equipment, now 30% off. Misco's also has Cutter's football gloves at 35% off. And don't forget this month, a great deal on shoes, sandals, basketball shoes, whatever you could put on your feet, up to 50% off. And don't forget the football and volleyball closeout, 30% off all apparel and equipment now at Misco's.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
Well, let's take a look at what else is going on around the state tournament. It's not a final yet over in D1, but Exeter Milligan leads 19-10 over Bruning Davenport Shickley at last check in the fourth set. And Exeter Milligan was up 2-1, so they're up 2-1 with a big lead there in the fourth set. In Class A today, Omaha Burke defeated Lincoln Northeast in straight sets. Papillion La Vista South was pushed, even 28-26 in the first, but they did sweep Omaha Marion. So Papio South and Burke in the finals of A tomorrow at 1. Lincoln Northeast and Marion in the third place game at Grand Island Northwest at 10 a.m. In Class B, as we said here at the Heartland Events Center, Elkhorn South will be playing Pius at 6:30, Omaha Scud and Grand Island Northwest at 8:30. Now here in C1, Kearney Catholic, a 5-set winner today over Grand Island Central Catholic. Scores of that game were 25-15, 22-25, 25-23, 16-25, and 15-13. The Stars got 19 kills and 4 ace blocks from Bailey Sokolowski, 17 kills from Megan Anderson, 15 from Michaela Messel, and 11 from Haley McKelvey. Katie Brand had 28 for Central Catholic. Aaron Sorhan had 13. Sam Morovic had 10. And so Kearney Catholic and Scotus start the day tomorrow at 9 a.m. Grand Island Central Catholic and Minden play the third place game at Northwest at noon. In C2, their semifinals are tonight at Grand Island Senior High, Twin River, and Lutheran High Northeast at 6:30, Hastings St. Cecilia and Ord at 8:30. You can hear that on PlatteRiverPreps.com and on ESPN 1550 a.m. In D1, Humphrey was a straight set winner over West Point Guardian Angels. And Exeter Milligan has now just finished up their match with a 4-set victory over Bruning Davenport Shickley. So West Point Guardian Angel will take on Bruning Davenport Shickley at 10 tomorrow at Grand Island Senior High for third. Exeter Milligan and Humphrey play the final game tomorrow night at 8:30. And finally, by the way, the C2 final tomorrow is at 4:30. And finally, in D2, it was Howells over Brady in 5 sets. Bertrand, a straight set winner over Stewart. So Bertrand and Howells at 11 a.m. tomorrow here on Classic Hits, while Brady and Stewart will play the third place game at Northwest at 2 o'clock. Still waiting for Coach Ed Rouse. Don't know if we're going to get him. He's just finishing up his newspaper interview. So let's take one more break here on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all. Check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the Heartland Event Center here in Grand Island, where the second semifinal has come to an end here as Columbus SCOTUS takes care of the Minden Whippets in straight sets. And Coach Ed Rouse now joins us. And Coach, the whole year was to try and find a way to get to the state tournament, and we knew when the state tournament got here and you found yourself in this Final Four that it was going to be anybody's matchup. But the way it turned out, everybody was shooting off SCOTUS. Your thoughts on the way this match went here today?
Credit to SCOTUS, first of all. They played very good, and it's really hard to find a weakness to try to exploit on them, where 95% of the games you play during the season, you can see the weakness and try to exploit it. If you're good enough at getting that done, then you probably win. And so that was a real challenge. You know, who are you going to serve against them? They're very solid. So on their end, it was exactly what we expected, and trying to get them stressed a little bit was extremely hard to do. So, you know, on their end, they did great. Credit goes to them. For us, you know, our kids worked really hard. It shows us the level that we'd like to be at. I think we can play at a higher level. A lot of that was forced by their play and not letting balls drop at all. And they just have a great game. And so it's a little frustrating, I think, for our girls at times, but I didn't think they gave up. It just made it tough to score points evenly enough to stay with them.
It's easy to say that nerves might have played a part in it when SCOTUS jumped out early in the first set and then the girls settled down and it was competitive all the way through in that second set. But each game, SCOTUS was able to make a run, and it's tough by playing GICC, Kearney Catholic, Ogallala, no matter who that you've coached against over the years. You just can't let those teams make runs because it's hard to play even with them, let alone try to play catch-up. But what was going better in the second set?
Well, I think, like you said, is that we didn't start well. You could tell nerves. We couldn't make serves very well. We got out of our element. But they did do better. They settled down a lot. We didn't make as many errors in the second game and just truly believed that we could play with them. And so the competitiveness you talk about, yeah, we were going toe-to-toe with them, and that was really fun. And then we got to 20, and then you just can't put points on for the other team. And, you know, you can say all you want. It's tough to get a point on that team, so you try to go a little bit more, do something a little bit more outside of yourself instead of relying on your team to play within itself. And that was the end of that one. You know, it'd been nice to sneak that one out.
What was, kind of, if you could share with us, what did you think the team, from a mental standpoint, was feeling when you came out of the locker room? When you go up against somebody like this for the first time, it doesn't matter if you're playing Papio South in Class A or a dynasty. Once you get that first crack at a dynasty, sometimes the mental part kind of already puts you behind. Were you good with where the kids were when they were coming out to practice today, coming out in the pregame warm-ups?
Yeah, I think that they believed they could play with them, but we really didn't know them. Our kids didn't. We watched some tape this morning, and so I think that they really did. But along the way, it's just, you know, you really got to build your confidence. And so a tough start right away made it a little bit tough. We threw one set away where all we did basically is try to get control of ourselves mentally on the court. So one was gone there. The second set we battled hard in, but we let that one get away. And, you know, I think it's kind of tough in the third set when they start to step away by three or four. And, you know, and for a kid, you know, a hitter have a great swing and it looks like it's down and then it's not. And maybe you hesitate. We didn't play whistle to whistle. They played whistle to whistle. And then you end up losing a point here or there when you thought you about won it. And I think that seesaw back and forth can get a little bit wearing on them. So, you know, our effort was great. It's just some things we've got to get a little bit better at. And so hopefully we can bring it out tomorrow and play in that game and play at a higher level more consistently, give ourselves a chance to win.
Yeah, it will be different tomorrow. Sitting here, I get the feeling that Central Catholic's going to be the crushed team playing in a consolation game tomorrow, where your girls are going to be happy to play a team that they'd like to beat this year in Grand Island Central Catholic. So do you think that your team might have a small advantage from maybe that they don't mind being there tomorrow as much as Central Catholic does?
You know, from the outside, I'd say that you know, their thing would have been to play in the finals and have a chance to avenge those two losses to SCOTUS. And, you know, that's a heartbreaker, especially the way they lost in five. I would say that, and I'm say something to my girls about that, but it's really going to depend on how much they want to come out here as a group of sisters and players to play really hard tomorrow. And if who wants to finish on a win the most, beating somebody that's beaten us twice this year, it sounds awesome to me. But, you know, to be the energy on the third day, what are they going to feel like? I hope that we have that attitude, and no matter what ends up in the end, I can live with, but hopefully we have that attitude to come out and compete and try to beat them.
Well, Coach, the program keeps taking steps, keeps having success at the state tournament, and we'll wish you the best of luck tomorrow, and thanks for all the time again this year.
You bet. Thanks for covering us, Doug.
Thanks, Coach. Ed Rouse of the Minden Whippets, and we'll wrap it up after this 30-second timeout.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Well, that's going to wrap things up here from the Heartland Events Center. Join me on ESPN 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com tonight at 8:30 as Hastings St. Cecilia takes on Ord in the C2 semifinal. Again, a reminder, tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., Kearney Catholic Columbus SCOTUS on ESPN 1460 and 1550, always on the web. Bertrand and Howells will be here on Classic Hits 98.9, and ESPN will cover the Hastings St. Cecilia match today, and if they're finals, they'll have it for you tomorrow at 4:30. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. All volleyball and football equipment and apparel right now, 30% off. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Dudas saying thanks for joining us. High school volleyball from the state tournament brought to you by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. Your comfort is our business. Columbus SCOTUS sweeping Minden 25-15, 21, and 16. Have a great weekend, everyone.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.